We're in the Old Testament book of Isaiah today, and I like to call it the Gospel of Isaiah because it shares the good news of what Christ does for us. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." The oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has been heralded as one of the worst natural disasters in American history. Untold millions of gallons of crude oil poured into the ocean for about 100 days, shutting down important fisheries, and according to some experts, threatening the existence of all marine life in the Gulf. And then, in August of 2010, just as suddenly as it started, British Petroleum managed to stop the leak, and the relentless contamination of the ocean came to a stop. Now, here's the amazing thing about that disaster. After the oil stopped leaking into the Gulf, people were at a loss to explain where most of the pollution went. Something like 25% of the oil had simply evaporated, and another 25% had been cleaned up by skimmers. While the damage done to the environment was horrific, it wasn't nearly as bad as it should have been. It kind of reminded me of the situation with our human hearts. They've been utterly contaminated by sin, and so the Bible describes them as scarlet and crimson. Not a far cry from the huge red blemish caused by the oil in the Gulf. It's a hopeless, irreversible situation that threatens to destroy the human race. But then God does something spectacular. He promises to take our sin-stained hearts and make them white as snow. In a relationship with God, the contamination simply starts to disappear, evaporate. The human race is pulled back from the brink of catastrophe and offered a brand new start. You know, I couldn't help but notice that early on, folks were hesitant to call in cleanup crews who could skim the oil off the water. In fact, they waited weeks before asking for much-needed help. And it makes me wonder how much unnecessary damage could have been mitigated if we'd only acted sooner. And that, of course, makes me wonder how much unnecessary damage could be mitigated in your life. If only you'd come to the table and discuss your situation with God sooner than later. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. And He means it. He's offering you a heavenly cleanup crew early on to spare you the damage caused by living apart from God. And that, to me, sounds like it's the better way to live.